The bill, as amended, also provides that a licensee shall be liable for damages that are incurred by a minor if the licensee served alcoholic beverages to the minor, and then the minor goes out and has some sort of accident.
Okay. Representative Hanlon?
Mr. Chair, I'll move 3116 to the floor with a due pass.
Okay, Representative Hanlon moves House Bill 3116 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Let me back up for just a moment. 3351, I don't believe I indicated the carrier. The chair will carry that. Okay, Representative Hanlon is so moved on House Bill 3116 as amended. Further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bellamy.
Was 3116 amended?
Yes, it was.
Yep, the dash one amendments.
There should be available before you.
I've got them now. Can somebody tell us was there a definite need for this amendment expressed to the committee?
I think the short answer is yes, and I believe among the proponents were Ms. Barbara Stoeffler from Eugene, who's a member of the Governor's Advisory Committee on DUII.
Well, I guess the question comes as this.
Go ahead.
Where 9.6 would say that you'd have to serve the beverage to a minor knowing or having reasonable cause to believe that the minor was a minor.
Right.
By that time, you've lost your license, you've lost your business and everything else. I mean, I guess the question that I come is if there is there any practical effect to this amendment? I mean, by the time you get through proving that that they knowing or having reasonable cause to believe and they serve the minor, I don't know that you're ever going to prove that sort of situation, because that person is going to be in such bad trouble by his licensee before he ever gets to that point. That's the reason I asked what was the amendment. Is this just something nice to have in the law, or is there a case where the situation developed and somebody couldn't sue? I guess that's really where I'm asking.
Counsel, can you assist, perhaps?
In fact, there was a case that this was in response to, where a young woman, a minor, became intoxicated and went out, had a car accident, and she was severely injured. And as a result, the hospital who treated her, there were unpaid bills, and the restaurant, the licensee, was not, you know, could not be held liable for those.
Further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll on 3116 as amended.
Aye.
Bellamy?
Aye.
Bunn?
Aye.
Burton?
Aye.
Dix?
Aye.
Hammer?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Prager? Aye. Motion's adopted. Any volunteers?
I'll carry it, Mr. Chair.
Representative Dix? Thank you. Stoeffler would be very happy.
I know. She's a constituent.
Yes, I understand. Senate Bill 726, little bill for the tech industries. which I believe does have one amendment with it.
Senate Bill 726 creates a... Let me step back. It extends the lawyer-client privilege to any person in a business organization who provides the organization's lawyer with information acquired during employment and the information is received by the lawyer for the purpose of providing legal services or legal advice to the client, the organization. Currently, that privilege only extends to what's known as a control group in a corporation.
Okay. I believe there were amendments. I'm not sure if these were considered or adopted in subcommittee.
Mr. Chair.
They were?
They weren't.
They were not. Okay, so I guess a motion to Representative Phillips.
Could I ask who had them drafted up?
What?
Yeah, they're mine.
Representative Hanlon.
I was going to speak to him.
Representative Hanlon?
Fine. Just asking.
If you will look at the dash two amendments, I had some difficulty with the bill and the scope of its application. And by deleting in at line 23 the applies language, one would be deleting those that have don't have direct contact with the lawyer, but nonetheless get information secondhand in order to apply it. By narrowing the bill's construction to that extent, I certainly would think it would be a good bill. The other thing here, and I think legislative council just did this, is lines 4 and 5 of the amendment are purely fixing up what appeared to be a form and style that was not in keeping with LC. It's my understanding. And on that basis, I'd move the dash two amendment.
Okay. Representative Hanlon has moved the dash two amendments to Senate Bill 726. Is there further discussion?
Could I just take a minute of counsel?
We'll be at ease for a few moments here. Okay, further discussion on the dash two amendments to Senate Bill 726.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Representative Phillips.
For two reasons, I will oppose the amendments, and I believe they're made in good faith and certainly may indeed, from as they're presented, address the concerns that he's looking at. The one obvious reason is we're late in the session and concurrence concerns me, and I'd like to definitely see this bill pass since it seems to have a broad base of support. And secondly, if I receive counsel from one of our corporate counsels and apply that language, I'm not sure by taking that language out its true effect. So I would oppose it just because the makers of the intended one, when it's over in the Senate, they had every person that was involved in the issue go through every line of the bill, and it survived that test.
Okay, further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll on Representative Hanlon's motion.
Spellman?
Aye.
Spellman?
No.
Don?
No.
Burton?
No.
Dix?
No.
Hamlin?
Aye.
Miller?
No.
Phillips?
No.
Brenner?
Votes aye. Motion fails.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Phillips?
I would move the engrossed version of Senate Bill 726 to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Okay, Representative Phillips moves 726 to the floor, engrossed with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hamlin.
I'd like to speak against the rationale, although I think it was presented by the high-tech industry, leaves no qualification. This would be a nation or a statewide application to the blanket privilege theory that it exists between lawyer and client. And if you look at the language, it is broad language that would go from representative of the client means a person who has authority to obtain the professional legal services and act on that advice to everyone in the history of the universe that was ever born into the corporate structure by being hired and the janitor and whoever else, and that would then qualification wise extend a privilege to the corporate entity and every tentacle wherever it existed within this state and perhaps running without this state in the instance of tech and others that have extraterritorial things that may be decided on the basis of corporate state law in this state, an evidentiary state law. For that reason, I'd oppose this blanket extension of lawyer-client privilege.
Okay. Further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Dahlman?
Aye.
Don?
Aye.
Burton?
Aye.
Dix?
Aye.
Hamlin?
No.
Miller?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Springer?
Aye. Mr. Chairman? Representative Burton?
Having voted on the prevailing side of House Bill 3351, I serve a notice of possible reconsideration.
Okay. Representative Burton serves notice of possible reconsideration on House Bill 3351. Okay, any volunteers on 726?
I'll take it, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Representative Phillips.
Beautiful.
I've been advised that there may be some further amendments apparently to 726, so I've been asked to carry that over for
726.
I'm sorry, 765. 765, which is next up, so I'm going to carry that over for a day or two till our next full committee. 746.
Didn't we want to hold that one over to Mr. Chairman? Could I ask that we...
Yes. I'm sorry. I forgot. Representative Burton had asked that we hold that over for a day or two while we get some clarification from the Senate as to whether or not this is compatible with... the folks who are seeking the adoption of this measure. That takes us then to 178. Mr. Taylor.
Representative Burton, want to do it? 178 came from a subcommittee too, Mr. Chairman. A person's Oregon driver's license is suspended from 90 days to 1 year upon conviction of a minor traffic offense. Upon a second subsequent offense within 5 years of the first conviction, the suspension is for 1 to 5 years. A person accused of a second or subsequent offense within 5 years but convicted after a five-year period can escape the enhanced suspension. Often, defendant's counsel will delay scheduling of a plea or a trial and attempt to the suspension period. This bill would change the time period for computing the enhanced suspension from the date of first conviction to the date of the second or subsequent offense, instead of the date of the second. Therefore, a person charged in second or subsequent offense before the end of the five-year period but convicted after the five-year period would now receive an enhanced suspension.
It looks very clear.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah. Representative Dix?
With that very eloquent presentation, I would move Senate Bill 978 to okay. the House floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Dix moves Senate Bill 178 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? If not, excuse me, Representative Bellamy.
I think we should make this a special order day for one of those times when we're working about 8 o'clock at night.
Right. May end up there without a special order. We'll see what the chief clerk can do for us. Any further discussion on Senate Bill 178? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Bellman?
Aye.
Bellamy?
Aye.
Bunn?
Aye.
Burton?
Aye.
Dix?
Aye.
Miller?
Excused.
Miller?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Votes aye. Any volunteers on this one?
Yeah.
Representative Bellman. Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative Miller.
Perhaps if we can get permission on the floor for the use of audio aids, we could just have a tape recording of Mr. Taylor's show.
That's bad. Maybe you can suspend the rules and let Mr. Taylor carry the bill.
We can just suspend Mr. Taylor.
He's from the gallery, sir.
Right. Okay, Senate Bill 490. Council, please.
Mr. Chairman, this is a bill that relates to antitrust, and currently the Department of Justice is unable to share the documents from the state antitrust investigation with the federal government or the states. Already used documents from one antitrust investigation and another, a return investigative material which has not been used in court proceedings. This bill would allow them to do all that they cannot currently do.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Bunn.
I would move Senate Bill 490 to the floor with a due-pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Bunn moves Senate Bill 490 to the floor with a due-pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Okay, if not, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Bellamy?
Aye.
Aye.
Burton?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Phillips?
No.
Springer?
Aye. Motion's adopted. Any volunteers? Representative Miller?
Sure.
Thank you.
Him on.
Good yeah. little Department of Justice bill. Senate Bill 812.
Well, thank you guys for helping me with my questions.
This, I think, came out of, is that one of yours?
Yes, it's good. Good.
So where are we dealing with Will?
That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
I know that. Mr. Chairman, this comes from Subcommittee 1, I believe, and the current law, a lawyer is required to keep all wills indefinitely. This presents a problem, particularly in this day and age, when people move from one state to another, and particularly if you add to the fact that the lawyer may retire or die, lawyers may be required to keep wills indefinitely. So what we would do is allow a will to be destroyed when 30 years have elapsed since the will was executed. The testator cannot be found. A notice of intent to destroy has been filed. Two, the will has not been probated within 60 years of the date of execution, and the testator cannot be found.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Bunn.
I move the bill to the floor with the unanimous vote.
Thank you. Representative Bunn moves Senate Bill 812 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bellamy.
Does anybody have any idea how they came up with 60 years?
No.
I thought you'd vote against 55.
That's the best explanation we've had. Further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Aye.
Bunn?
Aye.
Burton?
Aye.
Hamlin? Miller?
Aye.
Phillips?
No.
Springer?
Votes aye. Motion's adopted. Representative Bunn, would you like the honors on that? Thank you.
Sure, that's what I'm going to carry.
We're saving another one for you, Representative Bellamy.
Oh, my goodness.
We got a puppy in there.
Senate Bill 913. Yes, this did come out of sub 2. This particular bill will clarify a county's authority to obtain agreements with other counties inside and outside the state to house pre-sentenced and sentenced county prisoners. Sheriffs under this particular bill would have the authority to jail prisoners in other counties, which they currently really don't have. Specifically, pre-sentenced prisoners can be sentenced to an adjoining county inside or outside of the state. And sentenced prisoners can be confined in any county in Oregon. If it transfers outside of Oregon, the facility must be inside an adjoining county. That would be like up in the Ontario area across into Idaho with the adjoining counties up there. These transfers all take place, by the way, and the county of transfer has to pick up the tab on the incarceration. But there is an agreement, as I understand, amongst all the counties on moving folks around, so the transportation costs are minimal on this. And I'd move Senate Bill 913A and gross to the floor of the due pass recommendation. Okay, Representative Burton moves Senate Bill 913A and gross to the floor of the due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Miller.
I'm wondering if Mr. Taylor could explain the information he's provided for us on page 2 of this analysis. It's this one, Mr. Taylor. I noticed that it's not intended for information. It has not been officially endorsed by the committee.
Frankly, I think it may be one of the better analyses I've written.
Thank you very much.
It's intended to assist the carrier with the bill. Representative Bellamy, were you paying attention? If there's no further discussion, the clerk will call the roll on 913.
Mr. Chair, I'm just surprised that bill wasn't requested by Multnomah County.
Well, I'm not sure who claims responsibility for this. Lane County.
Yeah.
Lane County. Well, Representative Dix may not be with us in spirit or person, but we think he just found a new bill to carry. Clerk will call the roll.
Bellman?
Aye.
Bellamy?
Aye.
Buns?
Aye.
Burton?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Phillips?
No.
Springer?
Votes aye. We'll ask Representative Dix if he'd like to help out Lane County with this one.
You won't have to carry.
That's right.
Somebody doesn't want to carry any bills. Okay, Senate Bill 441.
Mr. Chair, is that duties?
Well, why don't you go ahead and do it, Representative Bell?
Okay. Mr. Chair, this this bill encompasses two subjects. The first subject, which we did not spend a great deal of time, was the original intent of the bill. The bill deals with... what it deals with is it requires the court to consider the availability of paid employment for the child at a juvenile training school when ordering restitution. It has to do with juveniles and has to do with restitution and the provisions in there. And when we looked at the bill, there's plenty of requirements to protect the child and so forth, and it is a very good bill for those cases where it would apply. But the second part of the bill, in which you have amendments, deals with assigning the executive department the official duty of contracting with an organization to revise the juvenile code. Now we have an organization that is willing to do it. I'm probably going to have to ask Representative Bauman to give me the name.
I was going to give you a prize if you could remember the name.
Oregon Juvenile
Judges Juvenile Justice Coalition.
No, this is not a gutting stuff. This is a taking one bill and adding two.
Okay. Okay. So the original bill is
The original bill is intact. It's a good bill, and we added to it because of the relating clause. And the Judges Juvenile Justice Coalition is an organization that wants to take on the authority or the job of revising the juvenile code and bringing us a bill next session. They have indicated that there are three at least three funds out there that might consider giving us money. We originally were going to have this organization be the one to do it, but Legislative Council ran into problems because they are not identified in the ORS. So we have assigned the authority to the department, or the executive department, to apply for and accept the grifts and to contract with an organization.
What's a grift?
Okay.
Gift.
Gift.
And it's a great gift.
Representative McCarty introduced legislation that would have done this, but there's a tremendous fiscal impact if the state takes on the authority to redraft the juvenile code. If this organization wants to do it, fine.
Okay.
Representative Phillips.
I don't know. Who came up with the amendments? Was it subcommittee's idea, your idea?
Representative Bauman and mine.
Okay. And we can look every one of those signers, honors of the original bill, some of which are sitting here, and say we didn't, by adding this to, we didn't change the intention or the structure of the original bill one bit.
Well, we checked with the chief sponsor of the bill, and since she's no longer a legislator, we figured she doesn't have a vote.
Well, that's I really do need an answer to that question, however.
Let me see if I can answer that question. The restitution object of the bill, I think both Representative Bellamy and I, the entire committee feels is a very worthwhile object. We also felt, having heard as many juvenile law recommendations as we have heard, and based on the recommendation specific of Judge Harrell, that it was in fact time to do something and that this organization was in place. We also felt that that revision needed to take place. So the object, I'm trying to answer your question. The original purpose of Senate Bill 441 is intact. We've merely added to it and some enabling amendments to allow this organization to go ahead and make a gift to the state of some recommendations that they will come up with for some revisions in the juvenile law code, which we can either then adopt or not.
Okay. And the reason I ask that, Representative Bauman, is one of the individuals that I know and has expressed concern about this is Ann Harris, and I understand she was here and didn't testify in opposition to that. You might not know the individual. I know Representative Miller does.
What's her title?
She did testify in favor of the bill.
Yeah.
And if I could add, she offered, in fact, a very short amendment, which is on the first page of the dash nines, to sort of to implement that, the part of the bill itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that the constituent who had made some point of following this bill through the Senate and that it was not having something run out in it. So I appreciate the explanation.
Mr. Chair, I will tell you that I don't know the reaction of Representative McCarty. There was a misunderstanding when we had the hearing in the work session on the bill because we did not deal with his bill, the House bill, and that's the reason we didn't deal with it. Simply speaking, that at this stage in the session, we had to find a Senate bill that was a vehicle. So if Representative McCarty contacts you, you'll understand that there was a mix-up there, and we apologize, and it will be my intent to move to allow Representative McCarty to be a sponsor of this bill, if he wishes.
That's fine. I was concerned about another issue.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, is there a motion before the committee?
Not yet.
I move the -9, Senate Bill 441 as amended with the -9 amendments.
Okay. Were those adopted in subcommittee also?
Yes.
Council indicates they were. Representative Bauman moves Senate Bill 449 engrossed as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Don't tell me this. We're going to take this vote and then we're going to go. Okay. Please call the roll. Pardon me?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I thought you said 449. It's 441.
I'm sorry, 441. Thank you. Clerk will call the roll, please.
Bauman?
Aye.
Bellamy?
Aye.
Dunn?
Aye.
Burton?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Ringer.
Aye. Motion's adopted. Representative Baumann, would you like the honors?
I'd be delighted, but I think I'd like to carry the next one, and if Representative Bellamy would like to carry this one.
Representative Bellamy?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. We'll go to the floor, and let's come back as soon as we're excused from the call to complete our docket.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Next one.